Daf Mem Beis. We got to the bottom of Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Five lines up from the bottom. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Ad Kama Mevarchan Al HaChodesh. We said Kiddush Levana last night. The question is, when's the last day you could say Kiddush Levana? So the question the Gemara doesn't ask is, when should you start saying Kiddush Levana? So if you look at Rashi two lines up, Rashi says, "Ad Kama Mevarchan Im Lo Bir Chayom Yivarech L'Machar." If you didn't say it the first day, sounds like from Rashi Aleph. Of the month, Aleph Elul, let's say, one could say it, and if you miss it day one, so then you can make it up remaining days. If you look at the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they say, and we paskin this way, you're supposed to wait until Gimel of the month. So what's Machlokas, whether you start on Aleph or versus Gimel? So the Achronim explained there's a Machlokas, the nature of the Brach of Kiddush Levana. Is it a Birchas Hana? Which case you have to only once you get Hana, which is say only after day three will the moon be light enough, bright enough for you to get Hana? Or no, it's really a Indian of a Hodah, of thanking Hashem for the Briyas Olam and the Mechadish Chadashim, everything changes. So once you see it day one, even though you cannot derive a Hana from it, so that's Rashi Shita, it's about Birchas Re'iyah. There are many nafkaminas. Most of the machlokasim about Kiddush Levana is tally on whether or not it's Birchas Re'iyah or Birchas Hana. There's a third chita that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the name of the Shari Ora. Shari Ora is one of the Sifrei Kabbalah. It's the only time I believe the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shari Ora. You should wait until day 7 to say it. Al Pi Kabbalah, day 7 afterwards is when you should say it. That's the many Hasidim paskin this way, but most Ashkenazim, Sfardim do not paskin that way. So
I know this is Hana,
and
first he said Hana and
Hodah. Right, Hodah is in Re'iyah, when you see it. Exactly. So the Gemara says, so what's the last day you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana? So the Gemara answers, Ad Shetismale Pigimaso. Until the Pigima, until the broken part of the moon is fixed. What does that mean? What day is that? So Kama, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Shiva, and Nahardai Amar Ad Shishasar. Some say Rabbi Yehuda felt into the seventh day. And Nahardai felt until the 16th day, till mid-month. So Tervayu, Kirab Yochan, Tzvile. They both hold the Rabbi Yochan when you fix the Pegima, but they're arguing, what does it mean to fix the Pegima? Is it Hal Meve Ki Yisara, Hal Meve Ki Nafya? So is it that when it's a... is fixing it when it becomes a half moon, so there's no longer any indentation, there's no enclave there, or the point is when it's a full moon. So is a half moon completing the Begima, or is a full moon that completes the Begima? But they both agree to Biochan, it's about fixing the Begima, they just argue what's considered fixing the Begima. So that's Machlok, is day 7 until day 16. We paskin like the second amount number of day 16. It's really 16 days from the Mola, not the 16th of the month necessarily. So to figure out when the Mola is and do 16 times 24 hours to the last time you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana. Gemara now says two lines down in Daf Mem Beis, Amar Aleph Amar Le Rav Acha Midifte LeRavina V'Livrei Chatova Meitiv. So why don't you say at least a Tova Meitiv? Rashi explains here, three lines down from the top. There's a question to Rav Yehuda, who says, you say up until day 7 only, Nihi Nami de Meshiva Ve'elech Lekel Meimar Michodesh Chadashim. So he says once it gets to a half moon, day 7, you can't say Chadesh Chadashim, because you already fixed the Pegima, according to him. But at least Rashi explains, Livrech Mia HaTovia Meitiv, Shekol Shah Hu Meitiv Lanu, it gets better and better. The Miliusa, the filling up of the Pegam is getting better and better, Shemosefes Lahayir HaOlam. It's bringing more light to the world. So at least say a Tovu Meitiv, so asks the Gemara. So the Gemara responds back, Amr Le, Atu Kichaser Mima Varchin Daina Emes, Deliver Echatova Meitiv. So do we say when the moon starts getting smaller from day 15 and on, do we start saying a Daina Emes, that things are getting bad and we're losing light? No. The bracha of Daina Emes and Tovu Meitiv are connected to each other. If there's no Daina Emes when it gets smaller, then there's no Tovu Meitiv when it gets better. Which means what? What's the explanation? So asks, so say both of them. So say a Dain Emes at the end of the month and say a Tova Meitiv in the beginning of the month. So Gemara answers, this is the way of the world. That's not called a bad simon. Rashi explains about in five narrow lines down, this is how the moon reacts every single month. It's not indicating anything bad happening. Nothing positive is happening necessarily when it's getting bigger. This is just how the world runs. We don't say, Dain Emes when the winter comes, when the leaves fall off the tree, and we don't say a Tovu Meitiv when the flowers begin to bloom. Because that's just the way of the world, and that's not called Peronios or Chesed. That's just nature, and there's no bracha of Tovu Meitiv nor a Dain Emes.
That's the case when they predict eclipses. It's going to be in another 100 years. It's wonderful. So it should also be
good. You asked me the question last week, I think. But it's a good question, yeah. Ein Echanami. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Whenever a person's Mekadesh the Chodesh, it's really, it says Mekadesh, but it's really Mekadesh Kiddush Levana, we really mean. When you say Kiddush Levana, it's as if you're being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. How do you know such a thing? Ksiv Hacha, HaChodesh HaZeh. This is the Chodesh, this is the new moon. Uksiv Hasa Mezeh Keli Vanmeh. This is my God, this is my Keli. So we see when you HaChodesh HaZeh, Kiddush HaChodesh is like being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. And there are a lot of nafkaminas here. The Gemara itself brings a nafkamina right now that's Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, that Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol Il Mole Lo Zochu Yisrael Ela Hakbil Pnei Avin Shebashamayim Kechodesh Vechodesh Dayam. Had we been just Zocha to just do Kiddush Levana once a month, that would have been enough. Just to greet the Shechina, whatever that means, that would have been sufficient. Amar Bai therefore says Hilkach Nimrinu Mu'umad. Therefore, you should say it standing up, because you're being mekabel pnei shechina. So the halach is, when you mekabel pnei shechina, like when you stand up and you see a rebbe, you're supposed to stand up, so too you're supposed to stand up when being mekabel pnei shechina. And maremar umarzucha mekatve hadadei mevarche, they would lift each other up and say the bracha on people's shoulders to show the tremendous amount of simcha that's there in being mekabel the pnei shechina. So another nafkamina they say here is that what a person should not say is brought down in the Ramah. You shouldn't say Kiddush Levana Tachas Hagag. It's a sheet of the Maharil. Underneath the roof, you shouldn't say it. The Maharil's explanation is because that underneath the roof, you're not going to, it's not a place of Tahara. Unclear what that means exactly. The Bach says no, because if you're being Mekabel Pnei Shechina, you don't stay inside the house and wave to the king from inside your house. You step outside your house in order to greet the king, so you shouldn't be inside under any roof. And people don't realize this. Even when you're outside and there's a little awning, an overhang, a person shouldn't say below that either. You should go outside. But if, let's say, you lived in Europe and it was freezing cold in the middle of the winter, it's brought down if you're not able to step outside because of one person's not healthy or is sick or it's cold, then one is allowed to say it outside. There's a discussion whether or not you could say it through glasses or through windows as well. That's dependent on whether it's a bracha of Riyah versus bracha of Hana. If it's about Hana, so you could get the same Hana through glass and glasses as without that. If it's a bracha of Riyah, so I think the Be'er Lacha talks about this, you might not be seeing it, it's through a window, and it's not called a pure Riyah. So in order to have a pure Riyah, it has to be without any type of glasses or window in between.
There's a story about the Boston Rebbe saying it on a plane.
Oh yeah, so, interesting.
Apparently it was very bad weather, that no night was working, and then it was the last night it still wasn't working, so he just took the shuttle.
Oh, just to say it?
To New York, just to say it.
Oh, wow.
And then he took the next shuttle back, and then that's it. I'm done.
Well, that's one way to go above the clouds. Very good.
And you were, yeah.
They say
it's about the inside and in the window.
Yeah, but again, b'shas dechak, it's not ma'akev the bracha. But it's also the big Indian Gedolim are very makbid on this because it's a Richas Yamim. There's a school of a Richas Yamim. If you get to say it every single month, there are other stories like this as well. Other I've heard similar, not quite taking a plane. I haven't heard that one, but I heard people taking a taxi ride. They heard there was no clouds in this city, in Eretz Yisrael. They took a taxi and were Zocha to see it. Another interesting thing is the halach is that one should not ideally say it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And one of the reasons are, since you're being mekabel pnei shechina, it's as if you're leaving the chutz l'tchum. You're leaving the tchum, even though you're not really leaving the tchum, it's ki'ilu you're leaving the tchum in order to greet the shechina. So there are a lot of nafkaminas based on this gemara here. Fine. The gemara now says around the last six narrow lines of the page here, of the narrow lines rather, Amr le Rav Acha le Rav Ashi b'marava in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, they would mevarche baruch mechadish chadash. And that was the bracha they would say. So Amr le hai nashi dida nami mevarche. So there's a big machlokas how to read this line. Women also say it, or women can say it. So if I remember correctly, the Miri, I think, explains that women don't say the bracha because they weren't capable of saying long brachas. Now, if the bracha was simply mechadish chadashim, women would be capable of saying that. So it must be a much longer bracha than that. And this becomes a whole discussion whether women are chayv in Kiddush Levana or not. Some say women are not chayv because it's mitzvah ase, she has ma'an grama. So anyways, the Gemara says the Nusach really should be as follows. Ela k'der of Yehuda merav, Yehuda baruch v'chulei, meaning baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech olam, asher b'mamar baruch shechachim v'ruach piv kol tzvam, ho gizman nasan lehem, shelo yishan es tafkidam, sasim esmeichem la'asas v'tzon konam, poli emesh shepulasan emesh u'levat v'vana, amar shetitzchadish ateres ha'teferes la'amus e'betem, shein asitim leschadish k'moso, u'lefar yotzom al'shem k'for ma'achuso, baruch atah Hashem mechadish. So that's the Nusach of Bracha. We say, those who learn Kabbalah, it's interesting to note the Indian of Kabbalah is really this part of the moon and greeting the moon. It's a question of connecting Teferis and Malchus. The Lashon Teferis is used in the Bracha here. Malchus is used here as well. Levanus connected Malchus. We're connecting the Malchus and Klaisel, Malchus and Tveris. Those who are interested, it's pretty clear from this Nusach, those who appreciate that. Fine. The Gemara now quotes a pasuk completely random, but it's the same Amoraim who are at play here. That's why they quote this next short sugya. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that appears in Mishlei, Ki Besach Bulos Taselcha Milchama. With your Tachbulos, normally Tachbulos is like fighting, so you should make a Milchama. What exactly is the pasuk referring to? So Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'mi Ata Motzi Milchamta Shel Torah. With whom, within whom are you going to find fighting of Torah? B'mi Sheyesh B'yodo Chavilo Shel Mishnah. Person who has bundles of Mishnah. We'll read Rashi in just a second. So we'll look at Rashi. He says, Milchamta Shel Torah, Horyoso, the person who's going to find the Horos, the clarity of Torah. V'lamod al Bruyo, to know the clarity. V'al Ikara, and the essence of the Psak. Not a guy who's sharp and is doing pilpul question, answer, and analysis. That's not the guy you want to, who's going to have clear learning. He doesn't learn a lot of Mishnah and Gemara and text. He just talks about svaros and logic. If you don't learn Mishnah and Brisa, you're not going to know the sod. The sod is referring to the Psak Halacha. It's only a person who knows a lot of Baal Mishnah is Harbe, who learns a lot of Mishnah, a lot of Gemara. If he needs to know the reason of one Mishnah, so you can look to another Mishnah. Everything connects to each other. The Mishnahs were written in such a way that you have to be able to figure things and connect the dots. It wasn't given over in a silver platter. Oh, im yikshalo davar al davar. If a person is a kasha from one Mishnah to another Mishnah, he'll be able to understand the answer from other Mishnahs. Hamani ploni hi shishemuna b'makom acher omer kach. Fine. So that's a person who's got a lot of Mishnayos, and I'll add in a lot of Gemara. That's a person who's going to come to a clarity of Torah. So the Gemara says now, Kari Rav Yosef Anafshi. Rav Yosef referred to himself as Rav Tevuos B'Koach Shor. Rav Yosef, the Gemara in Horyos and Brachos refers to him as Sinai. He had this tremendous database of knowledge of all of Mishnayos and Shas. So how does this refer to him? Look at Tosvos. Tosas writes, Rav Tevuos, Mishum de Yosef Ikre Bechor Shor. The Pasuk says, Rav Tevuos Bechorach Shor. So Yosef Tadik is called Bechor Shor. Rav Yosef himself, his name was Yosef. So that's why he's referred to in this Pasuk of Shor. Kidechsev the Tosas writes, Bechor Shor Hadar Lo. Ubal Shmuos Hu, and Rav Yosef knew Shmuos, he knew Halacha, he knew all of Shas. Hu Baal Chitin, he was a collector of a wheat. Kedamar and the Gemara Herio. So at the end, Hakol Tzrich and the Marichit. Everyone requires the one who has the storage house of wheat. Vaminan Bishilei Horios, the Rav Yosef Sinai. So Rav Yosef, this possibly felt connected him. Rav Tevuos, who has a lot of Tevu, who has a lot of Chita, who has a lot of Shas in their hands? Bekoach Shor, the Koach of the Shor, namely Yosef, Rav Yosef himself. Fine. Marnal says, Echad Omer B'Shei Shos, the Mishnah said if they were off by a couple of hours, we don't accept their edus. So Omer B'Shimi Barashi Alo Shanu Elo Shos. This is only true if they're off by hours. Abal Echad Omer, if they're 1 hour off, we accept their edus. Abal Echad Omer Kodem HaNetzachama. Ve'echad Omer La'achar Netzachama Edusam Betela. Now let's say one guy was before Nate and one guy was after Nate, but that's within the hour. So it's within the hour, maybe we should accept the edus. No. Because that's so clear that one guy was dark before Netzachama, and after Netzachama was light, so it must be that their edus is not correct. Or says Pshita, of course, why would you accept such an edus if one guy says nighttime, one guy says the morning? One guy says before the Nates, and one says during the Netzachama, during the sun rising, but not afterwards yet. Maybe that would be considered accepting the edus and not considered contradictory. So the Gemara asks Pshita, of course you wouldn't accept that either. One guy where it's completely dark and one guy where the sun's starting to rise. They're very different. Even though they might be 20 minutes apart, it's still very different. Gemara says, Ma'od the same, what would you think? Maybe the guy was standing in a place where there's open fields. The plains of America. And then see, no walls, no trees, no mountains, everything's clear. So for him, a little spark of the sun seemed as if it was so light. It seemed like it was toch netachama. And he thought maybe we could say it really wasn't. It really was before Netzachama. Just it was so level where he was. So maybe we should accept the edus. Kamash Milan, no. One guy saying kodim and one guy saying toch Netzachama. We don't accept it. We don't think they're talking about the same time. Gemara then said achar kach machnisin v'chule, according to the Mishnah. So the lacha was if let's say a Talmud had something to say, so we bring him onto the Bezdin with everyone else, and we say he will leave him there that day. So the Gemara says, oh, so yom vasulo, we only leave him there for the day, but the next day he's not allowed to sit in the bezdin. But Bahatani, the Braisa says otherwise. Im yesh mamish dvarav, if he's saying something that holds water, so then lohayu yored misham liolam. We say, you know what? You're a sharp kid. You're going to stay in the Sanhedrin forever. You're not going to be demoted. You've been promoted and stay here forever, liolam. But vim ein mamish bedvarav, if he doesn't say anything that has any and makes any sense, so then ein yored kol yom kula. We don't make him go down that day. Kedei shalote aliyasa yiridalo. We don't want him coming up and down the same day. It's very embarrassing for him. So we let him stay here for the rest of the day, but tomorrow we make him go back to sit with the rest of the Talmidim. But in Yesh Mamish Bedvarav, we let him stay there for Li'olam. So how come our Mishnah says we only let him stay there for the day and not Li'olam? The Gemara says that's Taka the case. Meaning what? Amar Abaye, Targum Ha'im Ein Mamish Bedvarav. Our Mishnah that says that the Talmud only stays there for the day is talking about a situation where the has Ein Mamish Bedvarav, where he said a suggestion which didn't make any sense. So he said, you know, just stay here for the day, but tomorrow you're going back to your regular seat. But if he had Yesh Mamish Bedvarav, we would let him say that he would be promoted Li'olam. Matilo Zachus, the Mishnah said that we don't let him drink wine the entire day, the Dayanim. So Yain, my time Allah, why don't we let them drink wine? So Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'leroznim e Sheikhar. Rosnim is Lashon Raz, the secret to the world, A is no, there shouldn't be any beer or drinking. Those who are engaged in the secret of the world should not be involved, should not be drinking at that time. So Tosa says here, referring to Dine Fashos, that's called Razei Shel Olam. Dine Mamres sounds like a person would be able to drink wine, which is interesting, even though it's Dine Mamres. Doesn't the Gemara in Erevin quote the pasuk in Shmini? Shasa revis yain al yore. A person who drinks a revis wine is not allowed to give a psak. So how come Tosus here says, Badina Mamunus, you can drink wine? But the Gemara says, you can paskin. Hainu hara de iser veheter. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about, if you're giving iser veheter, which is not Dini Mamunus, you're talking about Yoredeya, Bas v'chalav shailas, Trefa shailas, that's where you can't drink any wine. When it comes to Dini Mamunus, Choshe Mishpat, a person is allowed to drink wine. So you can't drink wine for Yisra Heter, you can't drink wine for Dine Nefashos, but you are allowed to drink it for Dine Mamnes. I imagine a person's so drunk, though, drinking wine is one thing, but if you're drunk, then I would imagine even Tosis would agree you can't judge a case of Dine Mamnes. Gemara now says the two dots, Matilo Zechus Vechule, Lo Ra'umai. So let's say we said it was a, I think it was a stalemate. No, maybe this was a case of everyone said that, Rabbi was talking about yesterday, I think, maybe, that everyone found that everyone's chayiv. Right. So this is a case where it's 36 say chayiv and 35 say innocent. So we say they can't add any more. There's 71 people, and we can't make him guilty until we have two people saying guilty, which really means three people guilty. But if there's only one above saying guilty, that's not enough. You always need a rove of two to make him guilty. So let's say you try to go back and forth and you convince one of the guys, the innocent people to be chayiv or the chayiv people to be innocent. So Gemara says, lo ra'imai. What happened if no one wants to change their position? You're going at it for hours and days and weeks. No one's changing. What do you do at that point? So Amar Vacha, Potrinosa, we let him go off the hook. Again, if there's no rove of chova, pishnayim, so then he's off the hook. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan, Potrinosa, we let him go. So Amar Leira Popular, Abayiv, Liftrei Mi'ikara. So why not just let him off the hook in the first place? Once there's 36 chayiv and 35 innocent, why go through that whole process? Just let him go off the hook in the first place, because there aren't two pishnayim saying he's chayiv. So Amar Lehachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Shelo Yatu Mibezin Muravavin. We don't want to walk out of Bezdin confused. Rashi explains, it's Ganai LeBezdin SheYatu B'Machlokes V'Ein Yodin L'Gmuras Adin. Because you kind of walk out, and really the most people are saying chayiv. There's a technicality, we can't implement a punishment. So there's a lot of confusion. So they'd rather walk out and have a conclusion that either most people are saying innocent or most people are saying guilty and we're going to actually implement the Dine Nefashos. So that's ideal. It doesn't look good for Bezdin that there's, again, a real majority saying he's chayiv, but they're actually going to kill him. Ikadami, others say, Amalei Rapapa Labai, V'lamalei Yosifu, Liftri, Mi Beidin Nakama. So why add in the first place? You have a Bezdin of 23. 12 say chayiv, 11 say innocent. You can't give a punishment because you don't have pishnayim of chova. So why add on dayanim? Just let them go off the hook. Why do the whole process of adding till 71 dayanim there? So Amar Rav Yosef, kai kavaseich. So there's a brayso that Rav Yosef holds like you. The Tani Rav Yosef Omer, kishem shein mosifin al bezin shel 71. Just like the Sanhedrin HaGadol has 71 people, you never add on people to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Kach ein mosifin al bezin shel esim v'shlosha. So to a bezin of 23, you never add on, and if it's 12 to 11, you leave it as is, and you're potin or so, he's off the hook. Gemara says, the end of the Amud, question?
Only going to Rabbi Yossi.
Exactly, exactly. The we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, I don't think.
What's the 71, you know, you keep on
it. Done, 71 is final, that's the limit.
That's it.
Okay.
23 to 71,
that's it. Exactly. Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Omrim bedinim amnos, nizdakin adin. You could say that bedinim amnos, you could say the concept of nizdakin adin, we'll see what that means in just a second. Vein omrim bedinim nefashos, nizdakin adin. You don't say nizdakin adin by the nefashos. So my nizdakin adin. The word nizdakin comes to the Lashon Zakin, to be old. So what do you mean nizdakin adin? Ilema kashdina, ipchami barle. If it's kashdina, I mean it's a hard din, it should be the opposite. Rashi explains, if it's so hard, it's almuk v'kasha, and you need to have patience, so it should be the opposite, that dina nefashos should require nizdakin adin, and not dina mamnas. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ahuna bar Manoach, Mishmei de Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Ika, Ipach, you're right. We say nizdakin adin by dina nefashos. Now this question's too hard, we need time. But by dina mamnas, it doesn't get to a point of ever nizdakin adin. It doesn't get too hard. Rav Ashi Amar, no, liolam lo tepech, don't switch it around. So my nizdakin adin. So he reinterprets what nizdakin adin mean. It's lashon chachma dina. It's too hard for us. It's chacham dina. It's very sophisticated. Rashi explains here around six lines up from the bottom here. Chacham dina yafa hamanu al bruyo vein echad mimenu tzarech lahapech uladak tegbo. We gave a good psak, and there's no person who's able to switch it over. Vein omrim came b'dina nefashos. We don't say it's b'dina nefashos. Shaf Mishigamaru, even if he gave a psak din for din nefashos, im yidakte ka'echar, v'yim salo zuchos machzirin es hadin. If some guy says, I could find some position that protects the individual, we would let it be. So by din imamnes, we'd say, nizdakin adin, it's final. We say it's completely final, but by din imamnes, we don't say, right, other way around, sorry. Din imamnes, we say, nizdakin adin, it's final, there's no overturning it. But by din nefashos, we don't say, nizdakin adin. If a person has a certain limud zuchos, we would trust him. As opposed to the first pshat in nizdakin adin was kashdine, this is too hard for us. Which meant dina fashas is too hard for us, we need more time, but we wouldn't say it by dina mamnas. So the Gemara explains now, Mesiv asks the question. Gadol shebedayanim omer nizdakin adin. When it comes to the point where you have to declare nizdakin adin, only the greatest among the dayanim is the one who can make such a declaration. So now, if you say bishlam chacham dina, you say chacham dina, meaning that we gave a good psak and no one could overturn us. So Hainu Damar Gadol. That's why the Gadol could say this, because he's the smartest one there. Once he says nizdakin adin, it's final, there's no overturning. That makes sense. Be'ela iyam is kashdina. If we say that it's so hard, we need some time. Lo sagya de lo amar Gadol. It wouldn't work unless the Gadol has to say this. Isn't kisufa hu de kam mechasef nafshe? Isn't it embarrassing for him to say, it's a little too hard for us, let's take some more time here? That's embarrassing for him. Why make the Gadol have to say that statement? It's embarrassing for him. It's good, actually. Because Eino Dome Misbayish Me'atzmo Ul Misbayish Me'achir. It's better when he admits to his own humility, that his own weakness, and someone else is saying it. If someone less than him says, you know what, Rabbi, this is too hard for us, let's push it off, that's embarrassing to him. But if he makes a declaration on his own that this is too hard for us, that's not considered so embarrassing. So no matter how you slice it, whether Nizdakin Adin is it's too hard for us, or we made a final decision or overturning it, it makes sense that the Gadol Shebe Dayanim should be saying it. Gemara has a little bit of a different version how this statement went. Ika de Amri, I Amris, if you say Bishma Kashdina, that this din is too hard, we need some extra time here. Hainu, that makes sense, because the Eino Doma Mispaish Me'atzma Ul Mispaish Be'achir. The reason why the Gadol says is, like we said above, is because better for him to admit it than someone else to call him out on the, he's not capable of giving a psak din today. But Ella I Amris, if you say Chacham Dina, if you say it's Chacham, I'm making a final decision, no one could overturn me. Gadol Ashpuchim Mishpach Na'afshe. He's praising himself that since I decided this is final, there's no overturning him. He's saying how great he is. V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, Yalucha zar v'lo picha? You should praise someone else, but don't praise yourself. So Sigmar explains, Shiny milsa de bedina da gadol gamra. What comes to that pasuk is referring to in general, don't ever give yourself self-praise. When it comes to the bezdin, the Torah says it's up to the gadol. He's responsible to make decisions. Kidatan, the Mishnah says, Gamru Sadavar, Hayumachnisan Elson Gadol, Shabadayan Omer, Ish Ploniat Hazakai, Ish Ploniat Chayiv. It's the Gadol Shabadayan who says, you're Chayiv and you're Potter. So we see he has that responsibility. Only in the world of Beis Din, there's no being humble in Beis Din. When it comes to Beis Din, you have to have, you know, you have to judge with an iron fist. That means being somewhat arrogant, even though it's not really arrogance, but being confident and understanding what your capabilities are. Hajin Alach, Hayu Bodkin. Let's begin now the next parak, Nigmar Din, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Now this first parak discusses Skila. Rashi says on the top, the reason why we're discussing Skila first is because Skila is the primary of the Arba Mises Beis Din, so that's why we're starting off with this topic. So the Mishnah says as follows, the very top of Mem Beis Amud Beis, in Nigmar Hadin. Let's say the Gemara didn't happen, the guy is chayiv, he needs to be stoned and thrown off the cliff, or thrown off the cliff and then stoned, I should say. So what do you do? Motin also lesoklo, you take him out to be stoned, beis haskila. There's some place called a beis haskila. Now where was this beis haskila? There's a separate place. Now there's a discussion that everyone agrees, as we'll see, that the beis haskila was somewhere outside of Beis Din. It couldn't be near Beis Din. There was a special place called beis haskila. The Ran says, it's true by Srefa, Hergen, Chenek also. Those did not take place in Beis Din, but somewhere far away. But the question that Ron has is, was there a special location? Was there a base Asrefa? Was there a base Chenek? Was there a base Hereg? That he doesn't know. But there certainly was a base Askila. Where was this base Askila? Hayachutz LeBeis Din was outside of Beis Din. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hotzias Mekalel, they take him out. They took him out of Beis Din, far away from Beis Din, and we'll see in the Gemara why they took him out. So Echad Omed Al Pesach Beis Din, one person would stand in the entrance of Beis Din as they take the person out to be stoned or thrown off the cliff. Vasujin biyado, he had these handkerchiefs in his hand. Vesus rachok mimenu, and there's a horse far away from him. Kadesh here roehu, that he could see him. And let's say Omer echad yeshli lamed alav zchus. Some guy comes to Beis Din and I say Reuven shouldn't be killed. I know what happened. I'll tell you what happened. So what happened? So the halah minif sudarim. So then the guy standing at the entrance of Beis Din would wave a flag, the handkerchief, and then reacting to that, vasus rats. The horse would run after the guy who's going to be taking the base of Skila. Umamidan, they stop everything, they stop the procession, and they try to figure out whether or not this person has a real limud chus, or he's just trying to delay the process. Vafilu hu omer yeshli lalamid Allah atzmi zechus. Let's say Reuven himself, who's going to be stoned, says, I have a reason why I'm innocent. Machzirin also, we bring him back to Beis Din. Afilu arba v'chamisha pamim. Even if it's four or five extra times we do this, so long as what he's saying makes some level of sense, we bring him back. If he says, I've got something to say, and he tells you a joke, obviously we don't bring him back to Beis Din. Has to be where it's something very serious. So this is the process of trying to do last minute hatsala before he gets killed.
Where's this horse? Where's this horse?
The horse is placed further from Beis Din. So the guy by Beis Din here, there's a horse where he could see, close enough he could see me waving the flag, but he wanted to be close to the base of Skila so he could chase after him to the base of Skila before it stopped him. So he waved the flag. Horse was, I don't know, 2 miles away, you could see, let's say.
What does that mean?
Yeah, he was on the way towards the base of Skila. He's in between the Beis Din and the base of Skila. The horse was somewhere in the middle, so he could see the guy and chase after Reuven before he gets to the base of Skila. So the Gemara now says, "O base of Skila chutz the Beis Din havo." Is it really true? Beis Din was outside, base of Skila was outside of Beis Din, Vesulo, and not further than that. It wasn't just like it sounded like from the Mishnah. It was just right outside of Beis Din. But we know it's much further than Beis Din because Vatanya Beis Haskila Hayachutz L'Shlosh Machanos. It wasn't just like 2 feet outside of Beis Din. There was three camps, three machanos in between the Beis Din and the Beis Haskila. How do we know this? The Gemara is going to bring the Raya later on, just a few lines. But in Kedik Amres, you're correct. It wasn't right outside of Beis Din. It was three machanos away. V'hadikatani Hachi. So why does the Mishnah say that the Beis Haskila was Chutz L'Beis Din? It was Chutz L'Shlosh Machanos from Beis Din. So teach me the following halacha. If, let's say, by chance, the Beis Din happens to hold a court case, not inside the Machane Shechina, but they had it outside somewhere in the desert, where there are no Machanos anymore. If that were to be the case, so then the Beis Din has to be away from the Beis Din a certain amount of feet. Why? Because if the Beis Hatzkila was in Beis Din itself, it would come across as if Beis Din is a place that's like a place of killing. We don't want that impression to be the case, obviously. Or we want to have an attention, a delayed period of the Beis Din to Beis Hatzkila in order to give some moment of time for people to save him if he's really deserving of to be saved. So there's a Rashi. Look at Rashi here. Chutz l'shlosh machanos. He says, "BeYushalayim hu." This is referring to Yushalayim. The Shaykh lemeimar deika azara machan eshchina. The azara, the base of Mikdash, was the machan eshchina. Harbayis is the machan leviyah, and the cholayir is considered machan Israel. And the bebate dinim shebecholayir v'ir. Every city had their own bez din. Not me have a base askila. There's also a base askila. Chutz leir dumiyad Yushalayim had to be outside the city. So in Yushalayim, the Bezin was the Lishchus HaGadol, let's say that was the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Not sure exactly where the Bezin itself sat, but probably somewhere else, maybe near the Azara, I don't know. But it had to be Beis Hatzkila was somewhere outside the walls of Yushalayim. And Tosfos adds here in the top here, he quotes all this Rashi, but he says the same holds true of any other walled city has a din of Machane Yisrael to it. Even though there's no Machane Shechina per se, or no Machane Leviyah, that does have a din of Machane Yisrael, in which case the Beis Hatzkila has to be Chutz, of the walls of these walled cities.
Second. Yerushalayim was where? Just outside.
Outside the walls. I'm not sure how far outside, but it's somewhere outside the walls of Yerushalayim.
It's not. This says Harabayis is Machan Levi and Kol Ha'ir is Machan Yisrael. So put some here, if Shalosh Machanos would have to be even past that.
Right, so it sounds like from this Gemara and Rashi that it just has to be outside Machane Yisrael, outside the walls. I think Rambam argues, I didn't look it up, but I'm pretty sure Rambam argues and says it has to be what you're saying. Whatever the shear of three Machanos are, that always has to be the distance of, even if the Beis Din's outside. I think that's a sheet of the Rambam. I think Ran quotes him here also. Fine. Gemara now says, Midahani Mili, how do you know it has to be outside three Machanos? We're going to do some drushes right now. The Tanya Rabbanan of the Pasuk says that hotzei as a makalel el michutz lemachane. You take the makal outside the machane. The pasuk says, chutz l'shlosh machanos. The Gemara understands to take him outside all three machanos. So the Gemara challenges this. Ata omer chutz l'shlosh machanos. You think it means taking me outside all three machanos? Oh, eino elo chutz l'machane achas. Maybe it means taking me out of one machane. Meaning, don't kill him in the bezdin and in the machane of the shechina, the first machane. Gemara says can't be, because nemar kan michutz l'machane. So there's Parman and Nisrafim, and Rashi explains here, Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. Let's say the Beis Din gives a psak for the Tzibur to do something, and everyone acts upon it, and Beis Din made an incorrect hara, so then you have to bring what's called a Par on the Helm Davar. Helm Davar means it was the matter was invisible to them. There was an incorrect psak, so you bring a Par Helm Davar as a karban. Or similarly, a par koin Mashiach, a koin Mashiach made a psak that was incorrect, so you bring a par for that as well. She'ena nechalim ela nisrafim. You don't eat these limbs, you rather burn them. And the burning takes place of the limbs outside the shlosh machanos. So there's a gezer shav, it says chutz l'machane by the hotzis mekalo, and chutz l'machane by the parma nisrafim. So the Gemara explains, malahalan chutz l'shlosh machanos, when you take out the parma nisrafim to be burned, it's taken outside all three camps. So too, when you take the Beis Hatzkila to be killed to the Beis Hatzkila, that Beis Hatzkila, the Hotzi Mekalo, is a Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. Gemara says, okay, fine, very nice Gezer Shava. But Hossam Minol, how do you know when it comes to Parman Yisrafim that has to be taken out three Machanos? That's not anywhere Mefurish in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanan brings a Brice which teaches us the Halacha. It says, V'Hotzi is called Par El Mechutz L'Machanos. It says, take out the entire cow outside the Machanos. So which machane are you taking it out from? It says chutz l'shlosh machanos. We learn meaning outside all three machanos. And Mark says, what do you mean? It doesn't say three machanos. It says ata omer chutz l'shlosh machanos. You think parma nisrafim needs to be removed from all three machanos? Oh, eino elo chutz l'machanachas. Maybe only needs to be taken out of one machane. The pasuk says chutz l'machane, one machane. So Mark says no, because kishu omer el chutz l'machane the parha eda. It says chutz l'machane by parha eda. That's the par helm davar. Shane Tamalomar, you don't need to say that because it already says Sharei Karnemar Visaraf Oso Kasher Saraf as a Par Harishon. It already says burn the Par Eida like you do burn the initial Par, the Par Harishon, which is what Tia telling us that Litein Lo Machane Shnia. So telling us the second Machane because you already know by the Par of the Koy Mishiach take it outside the Chutz Machane. So why does it say again? It says Saraf Oso Kasher Saraf as a Par. When it comes to Par Ha'eda, burn it like you burn the par of the Kohen Mashiach. So why does it say again by par ha'eda then they take it a chutz l'machana? To tell me really you should take it outside of two machanos now. So now the Gemara says, because she omer el mechutz l'machana b'deshem. Now another pasuk says el mechutz l'machana yet another time. Shein tamalomer, you don't need to tell me that because sharei kvar nema already says al shevach adeshin yisraf yisraf. You're supposed to burn it outside the machane. So we have all these extra psukim to really appreciate. You have to open up the chumash to look at all the psukim. But we have all these extra psukim of el mechutz l'machana. So it's telling us li tein lo machane shlishis. To tell us that it has to be taken outside the third machane. Gemara says fine. So now how do you know? So why are you learning from the mizbeach and the dishin mizbeach and all the par helm davar par ha'eda leilaf mishchut echutz? Why not use shchut echutz as the model? Shchut echutz is when you shecht a carbon or do an avod of a carbon outside the base of mikdash and malahalan chutz l'machna achas afkan chutz l'machna achas. When it comes to the violation of shchut echutz, even outside one machna, outside the azara, would be violation. So maybe we should use that as the model. So too, when it comes to Beis HaSkila, only one machana should be a violation of that. Why are we learning from Parma and Nisrafim that's three machanos? So the Gemara says, because, excuse me, Mistavra mi Parma ha Nisrafim havle lemelef. Because Parma ha Nisrafim serve as a much better model. Why? Shekein hotzi el mechutz l'machana machshir u'mechapir. Because it's more similar to the case of Beis HaSkila. And it says Hotzi el mechutz l'machana, the same words used. And machshir, what's the machshir? Rashi explains here that where's that line of Rashi? It's within the Rashi somewhere here. So when it comes to mechutz l'machana, it's a hechshir. When it comes to it allows you to base a skila. It's a hechsher to allow you to do base a skila. It's a hechsher to burn the parma nisrafim. But shchut echutz, taking outside, isn't a hechsher. That's the gufa avera of the taking. It's not a hechsher by shchut echutz. It's actually the avera. And in terms of mechaper, so it's a kapara. Burning the parma nisrafim is a kapara outside. And when it comes to base a skila, it's also a kapara. As opposed to shchut echutz, going outside isn't a kapara. That's the gufa avera. So it seems that parma nisrafim are much more similar to the case of Beis HaSkila than it is to Shchut Echutz. Gemara says, wait a second, Adab, the opposite should be true. Because Shchut Echutz, Havli L'melef, you should learn from Shchut Echutz, Shekein Adam Chote B'Neshama Pigel. So why, what's the similarity? But Shchut Echutz and Beis HaSkila is both about an Adam, as opposed to Parma Nisrafim is about an animal. And when it comes to a Chote, that the Mekalo, who we're going to kill, he sinned, so too the Shchut Echutz is a sin. Parma Nisrafim, there's no sin involved there. In terms of the Neshama, that there's both a Netilas Neshama, when you take the Shchut Echutz out, he's going to be killed, and the person based on skill is going to be killed, as opposed to the Parma Nisrafim is already shechted and killed beforehand from inside. And in regards to Pigol, that Shchut Echutz is subject to Karbanos. There is no pigo by Shchut Echutz or by Mekala, by the Beis HaSkila, but there is pigo by the Parma Nisrafim. That's another comparison of Shchut Echutz to that of Beis HaSkila. So Gemara says, in the end of the day, Machshir Mimachshir Adifle. The fact that both the Parma Nisrafim and the Beis HaSkila is a Hechshir to allow you to do the next stage, that's a much stronger comparison than to Shchut Echutz. Even though Shchut Echutz has more comparisons, still Machshir is better than that. The quality is better than the quantity. Okay, we'll stop here because the next piece of our papa goes well into the next stuff. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.